OMG, WTF, and dope are terms not usually heard in a play by Anton Chekhov, but modern slang, expletives, and blue humor fill a reimagining of the Russian playwright's classic, Three Sisters. The update has a new title, Moscow, 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 and it's premiering at the Williamstown Theater Festival. WBUR and the Arteries' Andrea Shea has more.
You come in and you say, hey, guys, and then Tusenbach says, ugh. And then you say, hey, Arena, and then Arena says, ugh, and then you say sorry.
That's director Trip Cullman coaching actors on their ughs at a recent rehearsal of 32-year-old playwright Hallie Pfeiffer's new work.
When Hallie first told me about her notion to adapt Chekhov's Three Sisters and make everyone sound like millennials, I thought she was insane.
Because Chekhov's Three Sisters is like a holy grail. The plots in both versions follow three privileged 20-somethings in the Russian countryside who are desperate to get back to Moscow. What's totally different is the language. Here's a scene from a more traditional BBC production.
You look lovely today. Really, most attractive. Marsha looks pretty today, too.
And here's the same scene in Pfeiffer's reimagining.
You look dope as hell today, Arena. You're wearing a cute white dress. You look just sick. And Marsha, you look super fly, too.
For Cullman, the update makes Musty feel immediate. Its over-the-top characters might seem vapid, but he says they talk the way a lot of people do these days.
They're all talking and dancing and laughing and cursing and word vomiting in a desperate attempt to stave off existential despair. Because if they stopped spinning like a top, they would realize that their lives are meaningless and hopeless.
So what's going on? Trick question, since literally nothing ever goes on here, right?
Yeah.
Where do I think we are? Moscow?
This is an homage to the play. This is not an FU to the play. It's the opposite.
Playwright and actor Hallie Pfeiffer says she's loved Three Sisters since high school. Now she's exploring the 117-year-old text through her own lens.
A lot of it sounds quote-unquote millennial, but that's not because these characters are stupid and it's not because I'm a writer who's trying to be cute.
Pfeiffer hopes to shed light on truths she hasn't seen in other interpretations. She also wants it to be funny, since Chekhov called his play a comedy.
All these characters do is talk about how they want to go to Moscow, when the truth is they could very easily go to Moscow. So they don't really want to go to Moscow. They really want to talk about how they don't want to be where they are. And that's something that I can relate to.
The only thing that would make any of this better would be
Moscow.
Exactly, Moscow.
Moscow.
Totally Moscow.
Moscow.
That's why the play is called Moscow six times, because it's not just Moscow. It does mean Moscow, and it also means that boyfriend, the sex I'm not getting, the sex I'm getting but different, you know, a different husband, a different job, a different paycheck, a different house. It doesn't matter.
It was the plight of people in the Russian countryside in the early 1900s, the same way that it is of millennials in Western Massachusetts in 2017. We just haven't come as far as we think we have.
28-year-old Micah Stock plays Baron Tusenbach in the update. He says our culture is kind of obsessed with bashing millennials for not working hard enough and being entitled.
I think in some ways this play is an opportunity to say perhaps that's true of some of these people, but they're still fighting for something and that doesn't make them less human.
Pfeiffer sees herself in all of her play's characters. She says L.A. was her Moscow until she moved there.
For the first week there, I'm like, I'm the best me I've ever been. And then a week later, I'm like, oh, I'm just me still. And I still have the same problems and the same thought patterns and the same joys. And I'm always just going to be me, for better or worse.
The playwright knows purists could be offended by her reimagining. As for what Chekhov himself would think, director Trip Cullman has a theory.
I think he would so dig it. I really do.
The team hopes audiences will dig the new play and see some of themselves up on stage, too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
If I lived in Moscow, I wouldn't care if it were winter.